It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, May 24th, 2019. Memorial Day is just a few days away. It's now observed on the last Monday in May, regardless of the date. And here are some other informative bits about the observance that may have escaped your notice until now. While the first commemorative Memorial Day events weren't held in the United States until the late 19th century, the practice of honoring those who have fallen in battle dates back thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and Romans held annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers, festooning their graves with flowers and holding public festivals and feasts in their honor. One of the earliest American commemorations was organized by recently freed slaves. As the Civil War neared its end, thousands of Union soldiers held as prisoners of war were herded into a series of hastily assembled camps in Charleston, South Carolina. Conditions at one of these, a former racetrack near the city's citadel, were so bad that more than 250 prisoners died from disease or exposure and were buried in a mass grave behind the track's grandstand. 3 weeks after the Confederate surrender, an unusual procession entered the former camp. On May 1, 1865, more than 1,000 recently freed slaves, accompanied by regiments of U.S. colored troops, including the Massachusetts 54th Infantry, and a handful of white Charlestonians, gathered in the camp to consecrate a new, proper burial space for the Union dead. They sang hymns, gave readings, and distributed flowers around the cemetery, which they dedicated to the martyrs of the racecourse. The holiday's founder had a long and distinguished career. In May 1868, General John A. Logan, the commander-in-chief of the Union veterans group known as the Grand Army of the Republic, issued a proclamation that May 30th should become a nationwide day of commemoration for the more than 620,000 soldiers killed in the recently ended Civil War. On Decoration Day, as Logan called it, Americans should lay flowers and decorate the graves of the war dead. According to legend, Logan chose May 30th because it was a rare day that didn't fall on the anniversary of a Civil War battle, although some historians think the date was selected to ensure that flowers all across the country would be in full bloom. After the war, Logan, who had served in the U.S. Congress before resigning to rejoin the Army, returned to his political career, eventually serving in both the House and Senate, and was the unsuccessful Republican candidate for vice president in 1884. When he died 2 years later, his body lay in state in the rotunda of the United States Capitol, making him one of only 33 people to have received the honor. It didn't become a federal holiday until 1971. Americans embraced the notion of Decoration Day immediately. That first year, more than 27 states held some sort of ceremony, with more than 5,000 people in attendance at a special event at Arlington, and for more than 50 years, the holiday was used to commemorate those killed in the Civil War alone, not in any other American conflict. It wasn't until America's entry into World War I that the tradition was expanded to include those killed in all wars, and Memorial Day was not officially recognized nationwide until the 1970s, with America deeply embroiled in Vietnam. So, on this Memorial Day, take a moment to remember those we love, but see no more. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 24th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.